Hearing from the grassroots. Thanks everyone for joining us with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. With Congress on recess, folks are taking advantage of their elected leaders being home to meet with them and share what issues are important to them, Farm Bureau leaders included. And some of our Farm Bureau leaders recently met with Congressman Tim Burchett in Knoxville, where he told them he would stand up for their rights.
Maybe I'm just one of those hard-headed guys that thinks he can stand in the way of some of those folks, so...
Congressman Burchett is a freshman member of Congress, but was a member of the Tennessee General Assembly as a representative and senator for 16 years, and is a friend to the farmer. He says hearing from his constituents, especially farmers, is vital.
It's the most important thing that can happen, really, especially farmers, because they actually work for a living, and honestly, they feed the country. It's very humbling to be here. Actually, a lot of those folks in there, I've known them for 30, 40 years, and they're just wonderful people. And, you know, my mama grew up out in the country, so I, for some weird reason, I guess I kind of feel close to my mama when I'm around country folks.
Congressman Burchett highlighted what was going on in Washington right now and shared some stories from his first days as a congressman, where he is well-respected and also known as the Carhartt Congressman, which he explained.
I tell folks it's like me. It holds up under pressure. It's American-made and it's cheap. I'm not trying to be something I'm not. I just like it. It's comfortable. I have several of them. I left one in D.C. I've got one here in my Knoxville office, and it fits me like a glove. And it's funny, they call me the Carhartt Congressman in D.C. I don't wear it on the floor of the Capitol because it's against House rules.
Even though he's from an urban area, you can tell Congressman Burchett appreciates and listens to his farmer constituents. And we appreciate his support of agriculture and rural life. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.